This is Dear Hallmark. Each week, I'll bring you reviews of your favorite Hallmark movies and TV shows. So grab a drink and let's see what we're getting into with this episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode here at Dear Hallmark. My name is Dara, and I am your host for this show. So today, we are going to be talking about not one, but two Countdown to Christmas movies. Now, these were ones that aired the previous week. We are going to talk about our first Miracles of Christmas movie, Miss Christmas Comes to Town. And then we are going to talk about a Sunday premiere called Mystic Christmas. Now, before I go into those movies, I want to let you know, if you are looking for my review of the Santa Summit, you want to be sure that you subscribe to the YouTube channel. I will be splitting my reviews between YouTube and this podcast because there are so many movies to take in. So you want to be sure that you are subscribed to not only just the podcast, but also the YouTube channel so that you can get both. The YouTube channel is always going to be, the clips are always going to be shorter. The videos are always going to be shorter than what I do here on the podcast. So it won't take too much of your time at all. So be sure again to subscribe to the YouTube channel and subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. So let's get on into this. Oh, actually, one more announcement. I'm sorry. One more announcement. One more. So I have put a post up on my Instagram. I am starting a series of prompts throughout this countdown to Christmas, and I'm calling them My Hallmark Christmas Story. This was inspired by an Instagram Live that I did Tuesday night. It was so much fun. Those are the reasons why I enjoy doing Instagram Lives so much. You guys are so engaging. You guys tell it like a T.I. is, and you never know who pops in. We had quite a few people pop into the chat in the Instagram Lives, and by people, I mean notable people. So you want to make sure that you are following Dear Hallmark on Instagram. But as we were talking, we were just having fun. And so I asked the people, what career would you want to have if you were in the Hallmark world? You know, if you were living in Hallmark land, right? Would you be a flower shop owner, the town librarian, a bookshop owner? And so that spurred on the idea to create these series of prompts. And each week we're going to be focusing on an aspect of a Hallmark movie to make our perfect Hallmark world. This week, we are focusing on career. So what career would you have in your perfect Hallmark world? Be sure to, again, follow Dear Hallmark on Instagram and engage, contribute. People are talking to each other. I'm in the comments talking with you guys. First of all, we have a lot of bookshops in our Hallmark universe, and I'm here for it. We have a photographer. We have a TV exec. I am your publishing exec, making sure I'm getting to you all of the great books that you love to read. We have writers. I'm trying to think who else. We have event planners. We have flower shop owners. So be sure to chime in and comment on that post. I'm so excited to be doing this. It'll be once a week, every Wednesday when we do this. Okay, for real this time, we're going to get into the reviews. So first, I want to talk to you about Miss Christmas Comes to Town. And that stars our dear Mama Chesapeake, Barbara Niven. I said Barbara Eden. Oh my gosh. Barbara Niven and Erica Durance and Brennan Elliott. You guys, this movie was so beautiful. So beautiful, so heartwarming. This movie is perfect. This movie is five crowns. I'm telling you that off the bat, off the rip, off the cuff, off Jump Street, off the top. This movie is perfection. Barbara Niven is the godmom of Hallmark. I'm saying it right now. just watching her in this role, first of all, she was perfect for it. Second of all, I felt like I was receiving a hug from her through watching this. This is quite possibly one of the most heartwarming movies to contain a story that could be so heart-wrenching at the same time because of the premise of the story. And I think it was told so well. It was executed so well. They brought the right people for the job to deliver what it was they wanted, with Erica Durance and Brennan Elliott, which is where our romance comes in. Brennan Elliott, that man, listen, he does not fail. Like, he doesn't miss. That's what I meant to say. He doesn't miss. It's just like, what else? What can you say but that this movie was perfect? From the idea of there being someone called Miss Christmas, and she's on the home or holiday shopping network, and then her apprentice, Miss Holiday and Mr. Winter. I thought it was, or Mr. Winters. So beautifully executed. Again, I think Barbara Niven was just perfection in this role. And oddly, I found this much more heartwarming and cozy than the movies from the prior weekend. The movies that we got from the prior weekend were Checking It Twice with Kevin McGarry, Where Are You Christmas with Michael J. Rady and Lindsay Fonseca, and forgive me, Kim Matula was in Checking It Twice. And then we had Under the Christmas Sky with JPK, Jessica Parker Kennedy, and Ryan Pavey. While those movies were good in their own regard, this movie gave me the warmth. Like, this was the sip of hot chocolate that I needed to feel like Christmas. This was so beautiful. So beautiful. So beautiful. There is no favorite scene because the whole movie, you need to take in the entire movie. It was just done so well. And I loved it so much. Now, I won't be reviewing all of the Miracles of Christmas movies, but I just wanted to talk about this because I think this one is incredibly special. Again, I love Barbara Niven so much. I'm calling her my godmom of Hallmark, and I really want people to watch it. I really want people to watch this one. If you're going to watch any Miracles of Christmas movie, you definitely want to watch this one. Now, I haven't watched My Christmas Guide yet, and I am planning to. But so far, dang it, so darn good. So darn good. And honestly, I'm not even going to belabor the point and try to stretch this out. That's my review of Miss Christmas Comes to Town. Let's shimmy on into, let's deck the halls on into Mystic Christmas, which stars Jesse Schramm and Chandler Massey. Now listen here, y'all. Chandler Massey better stop playing. And I said this in my Under the Christmas Sky review when I was giving you a preview for the weekend's coming movies. Now, Chandler Massey, we first saw him in Next Stop Christmas. Then we see him in Heart of the Matter opposite Amy Teagarden. Then we see him in A Tale of Two Christmases, which was last year's Christmas movie. Then we see him in A Professional Bridesmaid earlier this year. Now we see him in Mystic Christmas, and he is another one. Much like Brennan Elliott, he has not missed a shot. He has, with every shot that he took, he made it. There we go. I was like, what's the past tense of shot? Shoot. Look at me. Okay. Let me get back. So he is rapidly, him and Evan Broderick are my two favorite newcomers to the network for the men. Chandler and Evan. They are the future of Hallmark. Like, to me, I can see Evan is like the new Andrew Walker. And honestly, Chandler is himself. Chandler is himself. But he has such a relatable charm. Chandler, I'm talking about. He has such a relatable charm that just makes you smile. And you won't even know you're smiling until you rest your face. And then you're like, whoa, I was smiling. And Jesse Schramm, first of all, can we talk about her hair? That blunt bob was giving. what it needed to give. And Jessie played the mess out of that role. Oh, she did. She played the mess out of this role. They had chemistry to me, for sure. They both acted their behinds off. The biggest thing, though, with this movie, which is why I have to give it 3 crowns, is it dragged. Maybe 3.5. It dragged in the middle. It was a bit slow for your cousin. It was slow in the middle. The beginning was spitfire and I loved it. The ending was great and I loved it. There were a few moments in between that were cute, but overall I felt like the middle sagged. And so that caused me to sag, thereby me giving it a 3.5 set of crowns. I love the interns. I thought they added a great amount of comedic relief. Definitely the one with the curly hair who worked for the Historical Society. He was great. Want to see more of him. I love seeing Patty Murin in this. Her and Chandler's sibling chemistry was spot on. I love the little sugar cookie. Well, she wasn't a sugar cookie. She was more of a little, she was more of like an M&M cookie. You know what I'm saying? She had some bite to her. She had some crunch. You know what I'm saying? She was so darling, though. And I loved seeing the relationship between Juniper, who played by Jesse Schramm, Juniper and her. I enjoyed watching that immensely. And I'm trying to think. Oh, the seals, darling. The boat parade, wonderful. First of all, what do these people do with these that they have guest houses? I need to get on somebody's payroll so I can get a guest house. Can we come to, do we have to have a communal guest house? Like what do I have to do to get on somebody's payroll to get a guest house? Between the home and from the librarians and Under the Christmas Sky, and I don't exactly know Patty Murin's, like what her job was at the aquarium per se, but she can't afford a house with it. Now the kitchen was a little cutie patootie. It gave me cottage vibes. It seemed very down to earth, the kitchen. It wasn't super slick. It wasn't super like a chef's kitchen, like our chef de cuisine, Brendan Penny, would have in one of his movies. Hello. But it was accessible. It was relatable and it was cool. And yeah, I'm ready to see more Jesse Schramm. I'm ready to see more Chandler Massey. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. So Mystic Christmas is getting 3.5 crowns from me. Miss Christmas Comes to Town is getting 5 crowns from me. We are almost halfway through countdown. We are almost halfway through countdown to Christmas. And so we're going to do a kind of like a midterm check-in and see where my heart belongs with what are my top 3 favorite movies, what movies I'm kind of just sweeping under the rug like they never even happened. We're going to get into it right before Thanksgiving break. So keep your ears peeled for that or your eyes peeled. I might do it for both podcasts and YouTube. I think that would be fun. That would be very, very fun. So, well, you guys, if this is your first time listening, first of all, welcome, but be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. And I want to hear what your thoughts are on Miss Christmas Comes to Town and A Mystic Christmas. There is a link in the show notes where it'll take you to a page where you can leave 60 seconds worth of your thoughts. Be sure to do that. And I can play it here on the podcast and we can dialogue that way. Be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel, follow Dear Hallmark on Instagram. And I want you guys to continue to watch Hallmark movies that you love as we are in the thick now of the countdown to Christmas, 24 hours, 7 day a week, Christmas movie marathon on both Hallmark Channel and Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. So, you guys, my name is Dara. And in the meantime, between time, my friends, be sure to watch a countdown to Christmas movie that you love. And I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Ciao, my friends.